I'm Leslie.
And I'm Tamara.
And welcome to The Crimes We're Into.
Tamara, guess what?
What?
We're very, very close to being a successful podcast with our Dollar Dumpers.
That is insane, and we just started.
Yeah, like our first episode, you have to get a certain amount of downloads in a 30-day period to have a successful episode and like a successful podcast.
Right.
And if we get at least 5 a day until the 4th of next month, we would like pass that.
That's crazy.
And we've been getting way more than 4 or 5 a day, so I feel like we're there.
That's awesome.
But we also do have a few more shout outs.
So the first one goes to Sheena.
Second one goes to Erica.
Third one's Nick.
Fourth one is David.
Fifth one is Megan.
Sixth goes to Dina.
And last but not least, Amanda.
Thank you guys for liking us. And make sure that if you want to get a shout out, just like our Facebook page, leave a review, let us know that you subscribed, and we'll give you a shout out during our next episode.
Tamara, are you ready to hear about today's story?
Okay, what's it about?
It's about a chair that's cursed.
Oh.
And apparently, you'll have a Final Destination type death if you sit in it.
Oh, that makes me worried about chairs. So, which chair is it?
It is a wooden stoop chair.
So, my kitchen chairs.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
But this chair, the only difference between what your kitchen chairs look like is the back is much taller.
Like a Joe Exotic version
of chair. A kitchen chair.
Of a kitchen chair, yes.
Okay. Like,
all right, so let me tell you about the guy who owned this chair.
Okay.
So, picture this. It's the 17th century.
17th?
Yeah. So, like, way back in the day. And a guy named Thomas Bugsby owned this chair. He lived in a small village in England called Thirst. And it was super fitting that he lived in Thirst because he was the town drunk. Like, he was not like,
he was thirsty.
There's Thomas. You know,
stumbling around again.
So, Thomas meets and marries this girl named Elizabeth Oddie. And her father, Daniel, was not a saint himself. He operated a counterfeiting coin business. When I was like doing this, I'm like, back then, did they only use coins? Like, did they not have dollars? I don't know when dollar bills became a thing.
I don't know.
But he would take shavings from like legit coins and use that to make his coins seem more real.
Oh.
And apparently he was, like, pretty good at what he did because he was able to buy a farm. And he called it Donati Hall. And he built this, like, secret passageway. And it was, like, a hidden cellar with a secret door. There was only one way in. Not too many people knew about it. Well, it was just basically Daniel, Thomas, and Elizabeth who knew about this secret cellar. And that is where all of the, like, shady stuff went down. Like, that's where he did his counterfeiting. That's where he planned to hide if cops ever, like...
Is that what all criminals do when making a house? Is being like, if I get caught, this is where I'm gonna hide, and they're not gonna find me.
Maybe. So, Thomas and Elizabeth, they get married, and Thomas joins the family business, and he starts working with Daniel.
That always ends good.
Thomas and Elizabeth start to make a lot of money. Literally. Make a lot of money.
Not earn a lot of money. Just make a lot of money.
And they purchased a inn/pub. It was 3 miles away from Donati Hall. So during this time, Daniel still kept Thomas on, and Thomas was still supposed to, like, help him make money. And Thomas was just like, yeah, booze is more important. And just, like, half the time wouldn't show up. So one evening, Daniel was like, screw this. I'm going to confront him. And Thomas wasn't even at his inn. The inn is where he, like, worked and lived. So it's like he went to the bar area expecting Thomas to be there. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't. Like, so he was nowhere there. So he's just like, you know what? I'll just sit here and wait. So later that day, Thomas stumbles back in drunk and sees Daniel sitting in his chair.
Oh.
And he's like, are you sitting in my chair?
The king's chair?
Are you sitting in my chair? He picks him up and literally kicks him out of his house. It was just like, do not sit in my chair. And Daniel was like, you know what? You're a really crappy person. You're not treating my daughter the way you should. You're not keeping up your end in the family business. Like, you're not the person I want my daughter to be with. And basically said, Elizabeth, you're coming with me. But she was just like, no, like, I'm married to him. Like, I can't. So Daniel left. And then Thomas, still angry, probably sitting in his favorite chair drinking, kept thinking, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. So drunk Thomas sneaks in.
How can that chair be that comfortable?
I don't know.
To be a wooden chair? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe if it was a recliner broken in, you know, good.
No, it was a wooden chair. Like, your butt probably goes real numb within, like, 10 minutes of sitting.
My butt goes numb in just this chair, and it ain't even non-comfortable.
But I love this part. Drunk Thomas sneaks in the house. He's probably like, stop creaking the floor. Stop.
Because he's from England, right?
Yes.
Oh, your floor. Your shish. I don't know how British people talk.
And then he, like, goes down to the secret room. He grabs a hammer. And then he's like, Daniel, you shouldn't sit in my chair. And then just whacks him and kills him.
So he killed him in the secret place?
No, he killed him, like, while he was sleeping. He was, like, sound asleep in his bed, snoring away.
So he went to the secret
room. He went to the secret room, got the hammer.
The British accent threw me off.
Sorry. My drunken British voice. So he, like, went, got the hammer in the secret room, snuck back up, and beat him to death with a hammer. God, and I'm like,
so morbid.
I was just like, how of a deep sleeper is this guy? Because I know.
But if he hits him in the temple, then he's going to be out.
Yeah, but if a drunk person is sneaking around, you know they're like. Like. They're not quiet.
I mean, he may have practice if he's the town drunk.
I mean, that's all I can think of is, like, anytime you're, like, drunk and you're trying to be quiet, you're like. After he, like, beats in his head with this counterfeiting hammer.
It's counterfeiting for the coins. I was like, how do you counterfeit a hammer? Ain't it just a hammer?
Thomas is like, oh, snap. What am I going to do with this body? Like, what am I going to do?
Piss him in the ceiling.
No, he throws him in the woods.
Why wouldn't he put him in the secret
place? I don't know, because he had the secret place that only Thomas
because maybe and the Elizabeth daughter knew would know about. And get mad. And
I
also, if you're drunk, you're not thinking right.
That's
too.
What I'm thinking. So he, like, just probably, like, tosses him out the window. But he just throws him in the woods. And very shortly after, Daniel's found. Because he was not hit that well. So, Thomas was arrested because everybody knew, like, before the murder, they were fighting in Ogryn. So, they're like,
Yeah, that's him.
He did it. He did it. So, during the summer of 1702, Thomas was tried and sentenced to death. He was punished to be hung in town. And I'm just like, I would not want to live back in those days where, like, if you did something wrong, like, you were hung.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody. Like, I wouldn't want to be the person being hung, and I wouldn't want to be, like, anybody in town seeing it. Officers were like, you have one last wish. What do you want it to be? He said, I want to have one last drink in my favorite chair. And they let him. I was like, hey, let me travel the world, see a few places, and then catch me back in a couple months.
Years. I think that's a little different. Just saying. I think his is a little bit easier to be like, okay, simple enough. No last meal. Here's a last beer. Drink it in a chair. We got to pull up a chair anyways.
Well, they let him go to his house.
How do you know he got it? How do you know the police didn't get it?
No, like he went to the inn, sat in his chair, drank a drink at his bar. So that's why I'm like, well, why couldn't I go on a vacation around the world? But after he took the last sip, he was ordered to stand up and walk out of the inn.
I'd be drinking it so slow.
As soon as it's gone, you're dead.
I'm like, can I have a couple so I don't even know?
But as soon as Thomas was, like, walking out of the inn, he, like, stopped. And in a loud voice, he said, death should come swiftly for anyone who dare sits in my chair. And just, like, walks out like that was nothing. Like,
he put a spell on you.
Where he was hung, he was dipped in tar.
And tar? Like,
tar. And his remains was displayed on a post. And I don't know if it was kind of like the little cages that you see, like, back in the day, like bird an old cage. Movie. Yeah, kind of like a bird cage that they put the bodies in. But he was, like, displayed in a post out near the hotel or that's the inn. Weird. Yeah. So shortly after he died, somebody purchased the hotel, renamed it Busby Stoop Inn. They're like, we're gonna make money off this guy. So they kept the chair there for whoever would love to see it, because I mean, everybody knew about Busby and the stupid chair, because they're like, he killed somebody for sitting in it. It's cursed. And for the longest time, nobody would ever sit in it.
I wouldn't sit in it.
Well,
no chances.
63 people sat in it. And 63 people died.
No, thank you.
It took roughly 100 years before the first person sat in it. Yeah.
How is it still sitting up? How did it not, like, termite damage or something?
I don't know. But in 1804, roughly 100 years later, it's like 100 and something years later, a chimney sweeper was at the bar. He was tired from working. And all the chairs was taken in the bar except for Busby's. And the guy was like, screw it. I just want to sit down. I just want to have a drink. I just want to relax. I've had a hard day. I have the worst, crappiest job. I just want to sit down and have a drink. I just want to enjoy a drink. So he sits down, has his drink, leaves the bar. When he left the bar, he was so drunk that he fell asleep in the middle of the road. I was like, you know when you're drunk and it's like you're sleepy, it's like, that is like the extra level of sleepiness.
I'm not even drunk and I'm so sleepy right now.
So it's like, he just passed out, but the next morning he was found hanging in the same spot that Thomas was hung.
What?
So people last seen him asleep in the middle of the road. Like, just drunk, passed out in the middle of the road.
And nobody thought to get him out of the road?
Apparently not. And then the next morning, he was found hanging. That's what I don't get is, like, how do you, if it was even an accident, it's like, how do you accidentally hang yourself? That's why I'm just like, was it really this chair in the curse? Because it's the same spot, basically, where Thomas was hung.
So do you think somebody was watching him and hung him?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, was it like,
ooh, you said so? Would they not investigate it and get the person for murder if that's the case?
I mean, this was forever ago.
I know.
So it's like,
it's just easier to blame the chair.
Mm-hmm. Easier to blame the chair. So a young builder was having lunch, and his workmates dared him to sit in the chair. They're like, I dare you to do it. I dare you to do it.
Absolutely not. You dare me to do something, and I'm going to laugh at you.
Well, he did it. And he fell through the roof and died.
And that's why I would have laughed at you instead of doing that, so I couldn't ever laugh again.
Mm-hmm. In 1967, a couple years before Tony Earnshaw took over the inn, he overheard two airmen daring each other to sit in a chair. Well, they both did at the same time. It's kind of like, you put your butt cheek,
you get half.
I'll put my butt cheek, and we'll sit down at the same time. Well, they both sit down, and on the way back to their base, their car crashes into a tree, and they both die. And I have a picture of their crash. So let me show you.
There's cameras back then?
Yeah, why not? So that was their car crash. Like, they just, only tree in the area, just bloop. The owner was like, okay, I'm getting tired of all these deaths. I'm going to move this chair in the basement. A delivery guy, I guess, was being completely lazy, like, yeah, I'm going to take a break. And sits in the chair while I was in the basement. As he's leaving, he loses control of his car, crashes, and dies within an hour of sitting in the chair.
Wow.
A cleaning lady was cleaning the inn, and a worker was like, hey, when you go downstairs, do not sit in this chair. Like, whatever you do, do not sit in it. She's like, well, I kind of like knocked into it when I was cleaning. And while they were telling her the story of the chair, she died of a brain tumor.
Oh my God.
Huge number of motorcyclists died after leaving the inn. A hitchhiker was ran over after leaving the inn. So after this, like, the guy was just like, yeah, come get the chair. I don't want it. Who wants
like,
it? Come
burn it. It. Break it. Oh, well, I'd be scared of yeah, I'd be like, get it. I ain't touching it.
So he calls the local museum and was just like, hey, if y'all want this chair, come get it. Y'all can have it. I don't want anything to do with it. Like, I seen dollar signs at first, but now I'm seeing
conscious
this,
and
like, no, I can't handle it. So I want to know exactly how they moved it and got it, but they said they like had extra people to like move it so nobody touched it and like kept it to where like everybody was safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hung it in this museum so nobody can sit in it.
And then somebody sat in it.
No. The museum, like, will not let anybody sit in it. And I'll tell you about that in a second. But they had a furniture expert look at the chair. And they're like, hey, this chair does not date back to the time frame where Busby would sit in it. This dates back to 1840, which was 140 years, basically, after Thomas died. So it's like, is that the real chair? Is that not the real chair? But
so they sat in it to test it to see.
No, they didn't sit in it.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't. But
maybe that's why he didn't want anybody sitting in it, because it was so new and, like, from the future.
The future chair.
That's why he cursed it, because he didn't want, like, nobody sitting in it.
I don't know. But there was a, I don't know who TV crew, but a movie crew, but they were wanting to do a movie about this chair. And so the film crew reached out to the museum and was like, hey, we want to do a documentary about this chair. Can we sit in the chair? Can we film the chair? Da, da, da. And they're like, no.
Nah. You want to die.
And so I don't think the film happened because they wasn't able to sit in the chair. But I was just like, why would you even, like, chance it? But yeah, that's the story of our possible, maybe cursed chair.
I would say so. All right, our dummy of the day. This is another small one. But this is a Florida man arrested for DUI.
You want to guess why?
Just wild guess.
Was he at a Waffle House?
No. No, close. But not even close.
Was he at an IHOP?
No, even further away. Because this man had mistaken a bank drive-thru for Taco Bell. He drives up to the bank and said, can I get 3 large tacos, soft, no lettuce?
No sour cream.
Add some cinnamon twist. Sir, this is a bank.
Well, give me all the $100 bills you have then, ma'am.
I'll take the hundreds in a taco form.
Yep, so that could be my lettuce. I like that type greens.
So that would be our dummy of the day.
Dummy of the day. Follow us on our Facebook page at TCWI Podcast or hit us up on our Gmail at TheCrimesAreInto. Donate to our Patreon at TheCrimesAreInto Podcast. Also, leave a review and we'll give you a shout out during next week's episode.